Welcome to the What's the Truth podcast with me, your host, Jessica Hoddle. Today we're going to be tackling line number four, I need to be fit first. You're listening to the What's the Truth podcast with me, Jessica Hoddle. I'm a number one bestselling author, wife, and coach. I refuse to let you keep believing the lies that are coming at you from every direction. Every week, I'll speak truth, bring encouragement, and inspire you as I uncover the lies you may believe to be true about your life. Each episode is meant to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. See, I've been in the fitness industry for about 10 years, and this is the number one objective. Well, I don't want to say number one, but it's definitely up there in the top objection that I receive when talking with other women about starting their own fitness business or just simply doing the things that God has placed on their heart to do. They think that somehow or another, if their body was good looking and fit, then that means that they would feel more qualified or people would take them more seriously. I feel like that desire that I need to be fit first is really our heart screaming and the enemy deceiving you about your qualification. Because we instantly think that once I'm fit, then finally somebody will love me and I'll get married. Once I'm fit, then I'll finally have the desire to have sex with my husband. And yes, I'm going there. Once I'm fit, maybe I can just strive then and work so hard because I will be appreciated finally and people will finally see me for who I am truly. Once I'm fit, then I'll go and do what God has called me to do. I need to be fit first can really come down to procrastination, excuses, or better yet, fear. See, we think we have to do something in order to achieve success or in order to be loved, in order to be known. But I bet if we just dug a little bit deeper, we would see this burning and this yearning for, I'm not good enough. There's always a deeper layer than what we think we need. You know, in marketing, people are always like, don't tell them what they need, tell them what they think they need. And then once you come inside and you start that program, you realize all the other things that you needed. And me, call it bad marketing, maybe not. I just like to go, this is what we need. We need to go deeper. And this is partially why I started this podcast was because I'm sitting here in my office in a chair in my PJ bottoms, or I guess you could say yoga pants, talking to you in this microphone so that we could go deeper. Deeper than these surface level conversations so that you don't have to walk around and just keep guessing, why do I feel this way? So we can begin to ask ourselves these deeper questions. This, why do I feel like I need to be fit or healthy or all the things before I decide to take an action step? Most people think that in order to be influential or to have a following that they need to have this amazing body and show off their body, which that's a whole other topic of conversation for another podcast. But it's this idea that once I achieve this success in my body, then I'll be taken more seriously. Or here's the deal, I'll just have more confidence. And I'm not saying that the more we take care of ourselves and move our bodies, that confidence won't come. But it's that underlying of putting all the weight on what we weigh and how we look to bring our confidence about. I've known many people that have lost hundreds of pounds, but they look in the mirror and still see the person that was overweight. Even though they've lost this weight, this physical weight, we can't deny the spiritual and emotional weight that we continue to carry. So this tells us that it's not about just what we look like, because if we can lose the weight, right? And we can lose the weight, but what about keeping it off? But what about the other weight, the emotional and the physical weight that we carry around about who we think we are, who we think we need to be, the body we think we need to have to be loved, the things we need to do in order to gain attention, talking to the ladies, from a man. So we begin to think, so where do I go from here? This desire of, I feel like I need to be fit first. I feel like I need to have my body perfect. So here's three questions we're going to talk about today. Who is telling you that you need to be fit first? And this is a question that maybe you don't know the answer to, but maybe it's a little bit deeper than this surface level conversation that we need to have. It's one thing that we just see on social media of, here's all the things to be healthy, because healthy and fitness and losing weight is not a knowledge issue, because at our fingertips, we can Google anything about any kind of diet or eating style or plan out there. It's at our fingertips. We can Google it right now. So I don't believe it's a knowledge issue. It's a heart issue. And so who has told you that you need to be fit first in order to start that fitness business, or in order to inspire people in fitness, or to do what God has called you to do, or start ministry, or love on your husband, or to have sex with your husband, or whatever it is that maybe you put off because of how your body looks? And I know that most people, most women, we're waiting until we reach a certain status in our body to go out there. And so digging deeper of who told you this? And that's really asking yourself, where did this lie come from? Is this thought from God? Is this thought true? Is it of good report? And so we need to actually go to the root of what and why I'm thinking that I need to have this body first. And number two, when did this start for you? Because this is what we need to start asking ourselves even more. We need to get to the root, like I said before, of, did you watch your mom diet? Did you watch your family diet? Did you watch people put themselves down? Did people tell you that you were a chubby kid, or that you were overweight, or that you were fat, thinking that they were helping you, but really over the years, you've just carried this overweight heart, right? Because of all the things that people have said to you that you begin to believe are true about your identity. And so when did it start for you? The third question, say you get fit, then what? So you're working out, you're doing all the things, and you get fit. And fit, I put in quotations. It looks different for everybody. You know in your head what that ideal is for you. So you say you get fit, then what? And I have to say this, a good looking body doesn't mean you have a good heart filled with good news. Let me say that one more time. A good looking body doesn't mean you have a good heart filled with the good news. So what does that tell us? It doesn't matter what our bodies look like, because we can have a really good looking body, but still have a really yucky heart. Does a fit body come packaged with discipline, obedience, and discernment to show up? A good looking body does not come with those qualifications. A heart after Jesus does. A heart that wants to know who he is so that we can know who we are. That is when we experience obedience. That is when we experience discipline. That is when we experience self-control. You know, we read in 1 Samuel 16:7, it says, "But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart.'" And maybe you've heard this scripture before, because it's often quoted when it comes down to how we look versus what the Lord is looking for in our hearts. And this is after Samuel was looking and saying, "Hey, like, none of these sons of yours are doing it." It was kind of like, there has to be more. Do you have any more sons out there? And that was when it's about David. He didn't look the part. He was out tending the sheep, and then he becomes king. And so we have to remember that it's not about how we look, but how do we respond? What's our heart posture? Because I've met some really ugly people that were really good looking, if you know what I'm saying. And I'm pretty sure you have too. But I've met some of the most beautiful people because their heart and their love and desire to know him, that makes me want to have the desire to know him even more. So here's what I'm not saying. I'm not saying that if you have a goal to be fit, that it's bad. It is not bad. If you have a desire to take care of your body, because we have been given this body and we should steward it well. We should take care of the foods that we eat and take care of our bodies and move our bodies because that's how they were designed. So I'm not saying that being fit is bad at all. But here's what I am saying. Take care of your good body, but don't let your body be the main focus. Don't let your body and your goal to lose weight or to see that number on the scale be the determining factor of what you do with your life. All I can think about is just, this is how the enemy works. It's the deceiving. It's to destroy. It's to come and take the things that the Lord has planted in your heart. And so what's the truth today? What's the truth? Well, we know the lie is, I feel like I have to have this good-looking body. I feel like I have to be fit first in order to do the things that I've been called to do. And that's a lie. It's a lie we need to rework. And so the three questions I asked you today, who has been telling you that you need to be fit first? Number two, when did this start for you? Number three, so you get fit, then what? Because remember, a good-looking body doesn't mean you have a good heart filled with the good news. The truth is, you have to hear his yes. That's all you have to hear. You have to hear his yes in the direction that you're called to go. That's it. Nothing else matters. And you're probably like, well, I don't know. Did I hear a yes? Did I not hear a yes? And that podcast is coming next week. That lie is about I can't hear from God. And yes, you can. So you'll definitely want to make sure you subscribe so that you get next week's podcast all about I can't hear God's voice. And I'm going to show you how to and that you can. But for now, I want you to go back through those questions and ask yourself and then answer them. Take the time to take care of you and your heart and your mind, because our hearts only believe what our mind knows, and your heart can't believe something that your mind doesn't know. And so if you're meditating on lies, your heart's going to believe those lies. So what's the truth today? One more time. All you have to hear is his yes. And that usually feels, and people will say, oh, it's my gut feeling. You'll feel at peace. Even if everything around you seems like chaos and people don't understand, but you'll know he's called you to the yes. And that's what matters. Not about being fit, not about the number on the scale, none of that. Thanks for listening to this episode of What's the Truth. I'm so excited to talk to you next week about the lie that I can't hear from God. And I'm here to give you the truth. Yes, you can. I'd love to continue this conversation of I need to be fit first over on my fitness Instagram account at Living Free, Living Healthy. Because we as women need to come together and stand on truth. And I don't want you to miss a single episode of this podcast. So make sure you download and subscribe this podcast today. And until next week, I'd love to know what truth you are standing on today.